Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. High-quality certified seed from Shirley Farms will make you money. Joe and Ann Shirley have been raising and selling certified wheat seed since 1975, and Joe says this year's wheat seed is the lowest price in several years. He's offering Bentley, Iba, Gallagher, and Ruby Lee from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Certified wheat seed at great prices from Shirley Farms. Call Joe Shirley at 580-748-0900 or 580-748-0901 or check their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
Cattle futures were generally weaker today, with feeder cattle closing down 67 cents on the September at 142.05, about 30 cents off the low. October and November both down around a dollar. And then the live cattle were extremely weak on October, the front end down 72 at 104.42, December down 10 at 109.37, but Feb, April, and June were higher on the day. Midday box beef was just a touch higher. Choice was 91 cents higher at 192.26. Select was 4 cents higher, 190.69. Choice select spread $1.57. The feeder cattle index on Friday was 143.08. That was up 17 cents. So that's where the those August futures will expire there at 143.08. But overall, just a little bit weaker here. We were higher for part of the day, and the markets have generally been sideways for the past 4 months or so on the feeder cattle, and about the same on the live cattle. I guess they've really been inching down on the live cattle. A lot of the focus on the cattle over the last few months has been on the demand out of China and the expectations that demand will only increase with their new beef deal with China. But now that we are threatening to maybe break some trade deals with China, really it's all on the table, and I think the market is reflecting that with some of the uncertainty.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market were extremely strong, with corn up 2.5 to 3.5 cents. Soybeans were the strongest today, up 18 to 19 and a quarter, and then the wheats were slightly higher, with Chicago up 1 to 2 cents, and then Kansas City up 4 to 6 cents. We had an export report this morning, which was generally within the range on corn and beans. Wheat was a little disappointing here. But year-to-date, in terms of exports, we're ahead of where we normally are or where we were last year at this time, significantly ahead on corn. Corn nearly 57 million metric tons, where last year at this time we were about 46.7. So about 13 million more metric tons than last year. Beans also ahead of pace at about 58. Last year we were 51.5. We had two exports announcements this morning, 136,000 metric tons of beans to China and 143,000 of corn to Mexico. One of the things we've noticed really big move today is the cotton futures. Cotton was up the limit in December at 74.88. It went up the maximum 3 cents today. March up 2.78 at 73.78. It appears that the second hurricane that's possible to hit the U.S. by the end of the week is threatening the southeast part of the United States and their cotton crop, and that could be a real threat going forward.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.